We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today we're going to read some more about parables.
Today we are going to read about a mustard seed and some yeast.
Jesus used these parables, these stories, to teach people about God's kingdom.
Before we read them, though, let's talk about a kingdom. What does that mean, a kingdom?
It's basically the place where a king reigns.
Okay. What does a king do? Does a king kind of tell?
He controls everything.
Okay, he controls everything. And what else, Jess?
He'll make laws that'll benefit the people.
Okay. And do the people follow the king?
Yes.
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. Okay. Let's read from the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field.
It is the smallest of all seeds,
but it becomes the largest of all garden plants
and grows into a tree where birds can come and find shelter in its branches.
God has a purpose for that tree, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What was the purpose?
To grow.
Become a home for other animals.
Okay, that's right. Before we talk about this, let's read the parable of the yeast. First of all, tell me what yeast is. Who knows?
Well, in bread and sometimes in other things, you put it in to make the dough rise.
And what does it look like? Is it tiny?
Yes.
It's kind of like the little mustard seeds, right? It's very tiny, comes in a little packet, and then you just dump it in, and it goes all into the flour, and what happens?
The dough rises.
It grows. It like doubles and triples, and it keeps on working, keeps on making the dough rise and get bigger. Okay, well, let's read about the yeast. And this parable is also found in Matthew 13.
The kingdom of heaven is also like yeast used by a woman making bread.
Even though she used a large amount of flour,
the yeast filled every part of the dough.
Let's think about the lessons in these two stories. Why do you think Jesus spoke of these tiny little things, yeast and a mustard seed? Alexa?
Well, about the mustard seed that grows into a big tree, God plants a seed in our heart, and as we learn about him, it grows.
Good. Okay.
Sometimes things that are hidden, like tiny seeds or yeast, can be working without even knowing it.
Exactly right. You don't even see it there, do you?
But you can see the results.
Exactly.
They're little, but they're powerful.
We have the power to do big things, too.
God can use even the smallest child to do his work.
And you guys may feel little sometimes, but God has a big plan for you. Look at the way we're spreading seeds for him with our show.
God's kingdom is growing bigger and bigger every day because of what God's people do and say.
Every day, more and more people believe in Jesus.
They grow closer to the Lord and help others grow closer to him too.
Like what we are doing with Karen and Kids.
We're planting seeds.
A little seed is all you need.
A sick woman knew all she needed to do was touch the robe of this man. The blind and the lame were healed in God's name by just the touch of his hand.
Seed of faith to be changed forever.
A little seed, like a mustard seed, or some yeast. Jesus used parables like these to teach about the kingdom of God. And this fulfilled the prophecy.
Psalm 78 says, O my people, listen to my teaching.
Open your ears to what I'm saying.
For I will speak to you in a parable.
I will teach you lessons from our past.
Stories that we have heard and know.
Stories our ancestors have handed down to us.
And this psalm was written before Jesus was born. Jesus is the one who would talk in parables.
About God's heavenly kingdom.
And the stories would be passed on from one generation to another.
People for thousands of years have been reading the same stories in the Bible.
And Jesus was the one they were talking about. He fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament. What does that mean, Emily?
Prophesying is telling something that's going to happen in the future.
Okay. Jamie?
God was speaking to people on earth through these people.
Right. And he was telling them what was to come, just like Emily said, yeah.
Those prophets didn't need crystal balls and tarot cards and magic eight balls. They had God telling them the future.
And God is the only one who knows the future. He sent Jesus to show us the way to fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament. And he sent Jesus to die for us so that we could live in his kingdom. Jesus is truly the Son of God.
The one who would teach in parables.
The one who made the angels sing.
The one who came to take away the sins of the world.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father in heaven, we love you and want to serve you. and we want to share this good news of Jesus with others to make your kingdom grow. You are in control of the heavens and the earth, and you care about every tiny little seed planted. Thank you for sending Jesus, who taught us through these parables. We want to learn more about the heavenly home that he has prepared for us. In his name we pray, amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you've learned more about God's kingdom.
And that you'll share this news with others.
Take some time this week to read some more of the parables of Jesus. You can find them in the Gospels, the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Remember, even though you think you're small,
God has big plans for each of us. See you next time.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.